This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post is reporting that U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded Saturday with election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss there to President-elect Joe Biden. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by the Washington Post and published on Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Biden won the state. On Sunday, Trump said on Twitter that Raffensperger, quote, was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as the ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue. That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out. Even if Mr. Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was on Sunday re-elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives with a narrower Democratic majority in the chamber and challenges ahead. This will be her fourth term as leader or speaker of the House. The Democrat from California was the first female speaker, House Speaker. She received 216 votes Sunday afternoon. Two Democrats voted for other candidates. Before swearing in Pelosi, Representative Don Young, an Alaska Republican, called for unity. He said, quote, I'll be honest, I do not like what I see. It's time we hold hands and talk to one another. Lawmakers from both parties gave that a standing ovation. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says his government is considering declaring a state of emergency for Tokyo and three surrounding areas after an alarming uptick of new coronavirus infections. The health ministry recorded 3,150 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, bringing the total number of infections to nearly 245,000. The emergency declaration would cover Tokyo and the neighboring prefectures of Saitama, Chiba, and Kanagawa. Suga also vowed that the Summer Olympic Games, postponed from last year because of the pandemic, will be held as scheduled between July 23rd and August 8th. He said staging the Games would serve as proof that people have overcome the virus. The United States has reversed a decision to send home a Navy aircraft carrier operating in the Middle East, citing tensions with Iran. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement late Sunday that the move was made in response to, quote, recent threats issued by Iranian leaders against President Trump and other U.S. government officials. Miller said the USS Nimitz will now remain in place. He added, no one should doubt the resolve of the United States of America. The Pentagon chief had said last week the Nimitz would return home and end its 10-month deployment. Sunday's one-year anniversary of the U.S. killing of Iranian top commander General Qasem Soleimani had raised concerns of Iranian retaliation and prompted the U.S. military to conduct B-52 flyovers in the region and send a nuclear submarine to the Persian Gulf. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday that gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in the town of Mach in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and being treated in a local hospital. A post-attack mobile video viewed by VOA showed the slain workers blindfolded with their hands tied behind their backs. The victims were said to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite community, which has come under attack from extremists in the past. Islamic State said its Pakistan branch executed the ethnic Hazara men. And Syrian state media says militants have ambushed buses traveling a highway in central Syria, killing 9 people, including a 13-year-old girl. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.